This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A rare drone attack jolted Moscow early Tuesday, causing only light damage but forcing evacuations as residential buildings were struck in Russia and the U.S. in the capital for the first time in the war against Ukraine. The Kremlin, meanwhile, pursued its relentless bombardment of Kyiv with a third night of assaults on the city. A new U.S. aid package for Ukraine will likely include munitions for drones. We get more from AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. military aid package for Ukraine that is expected to be announced this week will total up to $300 million and will include additional munitions for drones. The drone decision comes after new attacks by unmanned aircraft targeted Moscow. There has been no suggestion that U.S.-made drones or munitions were used in the recent attacks, and U.S. officials have repeatedly said that Ukraine has agreed not to use any American-provided weapons for attacks on Russian soil. U.S. officials spoke on the condition of anonymity because the latest aid package has not yet been publicly announced. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hard-right conservatives are blasting House Speaker Kevin McCarthy for the budget deal he reached with President Biden.
Simply, the House Freedom Caucus is not happy.
This deal fails.
It is a bad deal.
It defies conservatism, one of the biggest abominations since I've been in Washington, D.C.
Not one Republican should vote for this deal.
From Chairman Scott Perry down, Freedom Caucus members say the deal does not enact the deep spending cuts they want, accusing McCarthy of fracturing the GOP by giving in to Democrat demands. Texas's Chip Roy and others say they'll work to block the deal.